Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. While the coronavirus is dominating social media, another story has captured the country's focus. Video of the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia was leaked to the public this week and has sparked a call for justice. The 25-year-old unarmed black man was killed by a former officer, Gregory McMichael, and his son, Travis, back in February while Ahmaud Arbery was out jogging. The McMichaels said they suspected Arbery of burglary. They were finally arrested last night and charged with murder. Joining us now to discuss this and other stories trending on social media is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And I know that one of the hashtags you're seeing around the shooting is justice for Ahmaud Arbery. The case did not get a lot of attention when it happened, but the video really has changed that. What are people saying online?
Yeah, and we've seen this before, Jeremy, where people are incensed when video is released on social media or it's leaked. For instance, Eric Garner in New York or Laquan McDonald in Chicago. And when people see what happens on the scene and then they link it to this shouldn't happen, that is where social is rallying around. For instance, I'm just looking at what people are saying about Ahmaud. Belinda posts online, this young man deserves to have his killers brought to justice for this senseless killing. Crystal says, and she signed a petition to ask for justice. I'm signing because I'm the mother of an upstanding, law-abiding man of colour. I am seeing threads being started and conversations being started by veteran social justice activists like Linda Sasour and Sean King as well.
Yeah, you know, I've even seen some people changing their profile picture on social media to have a picture of Ahmaud Arbery. What else are you seeing?
This is very painful. It's lots of people showing a lot of pain. They're showing their pictures of their little boys, their little boys of color. Sometimes they're blended families, and so there will be children who are white and children who are black, and they are fearful of their children who are black. The hashtags to look out for: justice for Ahmaud Arbery, justice for Ahmaud, and a very unusual hashtag that was trending on Thursday, Martin Luther Kim. And I thought, what is this? And I went to look, and it was Kim Kardashian who was also posting her support. And why Martin Luther Kim? Well, that's because Kim Kardashian has become a social justice warrior in her own right and has really made some changes and impact because she's able to go to the White House and current president really relates very well to celebrities.
Let's talk about some of the other things trending. And of course, we have to talk about the coronavirus pandemic. Now, many stores are mandating that customers wear masks when they are shopping. That includes Costco. And some people have been on social media complaining about that policy, even calling for a boycott of Costco. What are they saying?
There is a battle right now about Costco and its mask policy. They also introduced some other policies as well. For instance, special shopping hours for seniors. Two warring conversations support Costco. Here's Susan Matson as an example of that. I went to Costco after avoiding the warehouse store for 2 months. It was a huge relief to shop in a place where everyone was wearing a mask. And then from the boycott Costco, posts with sheep wearing masks. I did say sheep. Naughty Angler, for instance, says, Costco, I will not be told I'm required to wear a mask to shop with you. You've made a tactical error. Boycott Costco. And then in the middle of this face mask battle, a tweet that's doing really well from a disgruntled Costco member who declares that she was not going to shop in the store until the mask policy is dropped. Costco replies, thank you for taking such a brave stand, Sharon. We look forward to the documentary they will make about you someday. I know you're going, Sharon asked for her membership money back and Costco refuses. And it turns out that this delicious burn is actually a piece of satire and not true at all. But those two hashtags I did tell you about, support Costco, boycott Costco, they're absolutely true. Check them out online.
One more thing, Femi. Everybody's been talking about the murder hornets. These are giant Asian hornets that were recently spotted in Washington State. But now social media has shown us there may be a way to defeat them, and it has to do with the praying mantis.
find yourself a praying mantis and then that will get rid of your Asian giant hornet. So there's this video that's doing the rounds and it's a beautiful video. It's been shared by Nature is Metal. Praying mantis eats murder hornet, if you want to go and look at it. So you have your praying mantis in a very sort of clinical setting, grabs the murder hornet, clenches it very tightly, and then starts nibbling around its head area. And then the video goes on and on. It's very graphic. He munches the brains, or it could be a she, munches the brains of the murder hornet until there is no head left. You will love it if you like gruesome things. And it's available online right now. And I should actually mention to you that Nature is Metal shares video of the wild animals in the wild who are killing and eating each other. So it is pretty graphic, but it's all natural.
We apologize to any listeners who may have been eating their lunch as they listen to Femi Okay, the host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always.
Nature is cruel, Jeremy. You're welcome. Take care.